Welcome to Fair Tax Time Radio. Do you think your voice is not heard in Washington? Well, I'm here to tell you that's just not so.
I like to hear you shout. Yeah, I like to hear you scream.
On this program, we give you the tools and the motivation to get things done the way you want. Of course, it always comes back to H.R. 25 S-122, the Fair Tax, and before long, you'll know why. Our show is brought to you commercial-free, courtesy of our founder and primary host, John Wesley Nobles. I'm your host, Bill Payne, and I hope you'll grab a beverage, sit back, and absorb some of the most accurate and consequential information there is on making life better in the USA.
I like to hear you shout. Yeah, I like to hear you scream.
Oh, yeah, shout and scream. That's what we like to do. Right here on Fair Tax Time Radio, and we'd like to welcome everybody to the show. We've got a whole bunch of folks coming in already with in the chat room here, and actually into the switchboard as well. So I suspect we're going to have us a busy evening. And as I'm speaking, I'm looking on my list of numbers to see if I can figure out if there's any of these folks I know on here, and some of them I do, some of them I don't. But so it'll be an interesting show. I want to tell you that we have with us our special guest this evening is Steve Isaacson. Steve, of course, actually will be a candidate in the 2016 election cycle in the District 3 for U.S. House of Representatives in District 3 of the state of Arkansas, my next-door neighbor just to the west. So just to quote him, he said he recently met a gentleman who described his frustration with the current representation. He said, "I can't get through to my representative. I don't get returned calls or emails, and it's frustrating." So, and of course, needless to say, that needs to change. After all, isn't a representative obligated to be in touch with the people in our district? And I certainly agree with that. I think just about everybody would agree with Mr. Isaacson on that subject. And that being said, I would like to bring him on the line along with John Wesley Nobles, our primary host. And let's see. Are you back with us there again, Steve?
I sure am, sir. It's a pleasure being here, and it's an honor being on the show.
Well, that's great. We're really glad to have you, because I think you have a lot to say that that our folks are going to want to hear, and that's, of course, why we're here, to pass on some information and get people involved in that sort of thing. And let's see if I can get John back on here with us. John, you should be on the line now too, right?
I am here, sir.
All right. Very good. We have an interesting thing going on. We have some other folks that we have invited to be with us on the show that may or may not call in. Everybody's got things going. But one of the things that's happening tonight, and this is what's going to make it all interesting, there is a major, major, major conference call going on, actually probably right now, for the next probably an hour or so. And we are going to join that conference call live here, and not right now, but in just a little bit. That conference call is along with the folks with the Unfair Exposing the IRS movie and the theater captains. And this is going to be an interesting thing, because any of our listeners that would like to be involved with the movie, the Unfair Exposing the IRS movie, as a theater captain, you will actually be able to call in and sign up on the phone tonight. How about that for some action? We make things happen around here, I'm telling you. So that's one of the things. And then the other thing is, they're going to give us some ideas about, as theater captains, what we can and cannot do, and what we should and should not do. And of course, that should not part, probably my list is going to be pretty long, but anyway, my mouth just won't shut up anyway. So Steve, If you would, and I can see already that we have a number of listeners that are listening by phone, and we have some in the chat room as well. Why don't you familiarize our audience with who you are, where you're from, and what your claim to fame is, so to speak, and what would you like to tell everybody?
Okay, I sure appreciate it. Well, everybody knows my name now. You've mentioned it about 100 times, but that's okay. My name's Steve Isaacson. I live in the state of Arkansas. I'm originally from the state of Illinois, but don't hold that against me. Blame that on my parents. Other than that, I am a 20-year veteran of the U.S. Army. I joined for 3 years and got out 20 years later. During that time, before I was released, I was injured. I was actually run over by an M60A1 tank. And it took me 23-plus years to fight the VA to make them believe that it actually happened, because they kept telling me it didn't happen. So that starts out with a VA problem, which goes back years, okay? And I moved to Arkansas, and I'm now 100% disabled vet, and I work with veterans all over the United States. Per my Facebook called Veteran Helper, they come to me and I help them with all their problems, you know, that they have of getting their benefits that the VA doesn't give them. And I've been approached here the last few months about running for U.S. Congressman. And, of course, you know, I had to think about it, because that was a big surprise. And I got to thinking about it, and, you know, I am running, you know, for the people of Arkansas on Congressional District 3 and my countrymen. You know, in reality, every congressional vote affects every citizen everywhere in the United States and in other nations as well, okay? I am tired of what the VA has been doing. As everybody knows, you know, there's a big controversy going on with the VA, which started in Phoenix, Arizona. We don't need that disaster anymore. So that's one of the reasons that I'm running. But I'm also running, for the people. And I'm making my campaign as not my, you know, as I said, my campaign. It's not my campaign. It's the people's campaign. You know, I'm supposed to be working for the people not working for me. And that seems to be the problem that's up in Washington, D.C. Everybody's sitting up there thinking that, you know, that the people are working for them, and that's not the fact. And I'm starting to run out of air.
Well, we don't want that. Well, let me ask you one question. I'm just wondering how you became familiar with the fare tax, and just curious, because we always like to kind of bring that back into the picture there. Wonder how you became familiar with it, and I know you told me that you had read the bill and everything, which that's admirable. It's not a great big long thing anyway, but it's still it seems to be pretty difficult to get lawmakers to read it. It's I read a book almost as long as the H.R. 25 bill one time, and that book, for anybody's reference, there is the Jonathan Livingston Seagull, and I read it one morning during my constitutional, so it doesn't take too long.
I got familiar with it through a friend of mine. He, you know, told me, you know, about reading it and see what I thought about it, and I got to reading it, and it was, you know, it's very interesting, very interesting. And then I come to find out there's not too many politicians that are behind this, and I'm thinking, okay, what's their problem? And they told me that they actually didn't read it, as you said. Well, what really gets me, one part in here, you know, because out of the short, of the Fair Tax Act, you know, you said it's short, but that short, I'm sitting here with 21 pages of fair tax talking points, but I'm not going to go through all 21 pages. That'll take forever. One of the main ones here, you know, for the first time in recent history, American workers will get to keep every dime that they earn, you know, including what would have been paid in federal income tax and payroll taxes. You know, you will get on the instant instant raise on your pay. You know, I give you a for instance. You know, let us say we take a typical struggling family in middle income America earning $60,000 per year. If your family income is $5,000 per month, you know, for you and your wife, and you have two children, you know, your take-home pay, you know, instead of being $4,000, would be $5,382.50. Okay, plus you would have received a monthly prebate of $603. So that instead of your disposable income, you know, being $4,000, it would be $5,985.50. That's a good thing. Okay, the tax, especially with the IRS, you know, they're delving into a lot of areas that, in my opinion, they need to stay out of it. As I was talking to you, you know, a few days ago, when we were talking about the IRS is already starting to delve into the nonprofit organizations, like, let's say, the American Legion. They're telling the American Legion, the VFW, the AMVETS, all these, you know, veteran organizations that, you know, they can be, they can walk in, you know, and what they have to do is show them a DD-214 of every member that they have. Well, number one, the DD-214 is none of the IRS's business, okay? I refuse to give my DD-214 out. It's got too much information. And, of course, we all know the IRS, if they want information on you, they could get it, you know, in other ways. So, you know, that's another factor, you know, with this. And this fair tax, you know, I'm with it all the way. I mean, there's a lot of reading, a lot of facts here that I've got, and I am going to also bring that up, in, you know, during the campaign, you know, because we need this Fair Tax Act. Otherwise, you know, we're going to be going down the drain farther than what we are, and that's just making it short.
Well, we don't want to be going down the drain now.
No,
so, that's for sure. John, what do you think? Does he know what he's talking about?
Well, I think he does. And I'll tell you what, I think the biggest rub that we have is not with the bill and not what it accomplishes. It's the power that these, as our friend from D.C. would say, our Congress critters would have to give up in Washington. They like to sell tax favors, and that's why we get a tax law, a new one, about every day of the week of the year. And they do it not to help you and I, but they're selling tax favors. And it's costing you and I. And that's a lot of power. That power enables them to finance their campaigns and Lord knows what else. And what we're asking for under H.R. 25 S-122 is that we do away with the income tax, all payroll taxes, all income-based taxes, and the IRS. That's a whole bunch of stuff. When that goes away, those Congress critters will no longer have tax favors to sell. And I think that's our biggest problem. Our problem is within that 10-square-mile area that we call Disneyland on the Potomac. And I think you're on the right track. Are you going to make the fair tax a major component of your campaign, or is it going to just be, is it going to be the centerpiece or a major component?
After reading it, it's going to be one of the major components of my campaign. Because I have talked to a lot of people in my, you know, in the district here about this fair tax show, and they want the fair tax. Okay, they, as you said, they want the critters from Washington, D.C., okay, you know, to quit selling all this stuff, you know, and quit. They're the ones making the bucks, you know, and everybody out here is, you know, is suffering, you know. As I told Bill the other day, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I was born with a plastic spoon that was broke and a wooden spoon across my butt. You know, and that's the way I was raised. You know, I'm not rich, and I'm not in there to get rich. I'm in there to work for the people, you know, and get them what they need, you know, and get them out of all the rut that's going on across the United States, not just Arkansas. Because my opinion, U.S. congressman, it's got U.S. in front of it. that shouldn't just keep me in, our, you know, in Arkansas to help people across the nation if that's what I choose to do.
Well, God bless you, Steve. And, you know, you made a very interesting observation with what the IRS is doing to veterans, VFWs, and so forth. And I've had the privilege of seeing unfair exposing the IRS several times because I have a screening copy that that I have with me at all times. And I'll tell you what, people need to see this film. It's not just conservatives that have the target on their back. It's everybody in this country. And if we're doing this to our veterans, our churches, my goodness, we have the Pulpit Alliance that has sent out maybe 3,000 videos to Congress and to the IRS telling them to cease and desist. They're trying to run the pulpit with an agency, with the Internal Revenue Service. And I would just urge every American citizen to go see this film. It's a fine film. It will just open one's eyes immensely. Most citizens don't really know what's going on. And if this this film does one thing, I hope it creates a lot of awareness. And you certainly know that already from your own personal experience. And thank you for your service.
It's a pleasure. As I tell everybody, you know, I'd do it again, but I'm too young.
I understand.
You know, what comes to mind with the conversations I've had with you, Steve, and listening tonight as well, I have a feeling that it might be a really good idea for you between now and the time of the next election cycle when you actually start your campaign to form, I guess, an alliance with the Fair Tax sponsor, main sponsor, Rob Woodall. And for one primary reason, one main big reason, other than the fact that he's the Fair Tax sponsor and a good man to know, he also is probably, besides the Fair Tax, his biggest platform item there is Veterans Affairs. And he would be the man right there. He hosts a lot of events for veterans and such like that too. So I would just I'd throw that out there to you right here on the show in front of God and everybody that I believe that with Steve Isaacson and Rob Woodall would be quite a formidable pair.
let me put this out. Okay, I was never taught how to beg, but you know, if you would like to give him my name and my number, feel free to, because I'll sit down and I will talk to him, and you know, we may talk all day. But he sounds like a man I would love to get to know.
Well, I think you would. Of course, he's the representative for 7th District in Georgia, which is I guess just northeast of Atlanta, and he's of course a busy boy. He's got a lot of things going. We were hoping that he might join us on the show tonight. It wouldn't be too unusual for him to call in and do that. Matter of fact, I'm keeping my eye open for a number that looks familiar like his, but I don't see it yet. If you're game, if we have just a few minutes here, we're going to need to kind of move it along because we want to make sure that we get in on this conference call. I tell you what, I'm going to get John to do me a favor. Maybe I'll do this favor. I'll do it myself here in a minute. But we have, I'd like to take a couple of calls. I have a call from the 909 area code. The exchange is 982. And who do we have on the line? And your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, this is Paul Hanisch. I'm calling from Southern California. And
Paul!
Yeah, good to hear you again.
And
I was once in Steve's shoes. I was running in the primary for Congress, and so I know what you're going through there, Steve. And I really think you would make an outstanding congressman. And I love your attitude. John and I were going to be going to an event this weekend, and wanted to talk a little bit about that and how we can put pressure on politicians to get H.R. 25 enacted. So, yeah, your listeners who are in Southern California, we'd like to invite you guys to this event. It's put on by the Campaign for Liberty, the National Association of Gun Rights, a pro-life alliance, and a Right to Work organization. And it's going to be in Pomona, California, this Saturday from 9 to 5. I'm going to be hosting it at the Vineyard Church on Town Avenue. And you can contact me if you want further information. Just email me at phanish@yahoo.com. And, you know, what we're asking activists out there that are serious about taking their activism to the next level is, you know, what is politics? What's it all about? And it really boils down to who rules over who. And it's not about compromising, but about confrontation. And, you know, Steve and I, we agree that the American system works. Otherwise, we wouldn't be, you know, running for office, for higher office. But we need to explain to activists how the system works and to train them and give them the tools so that they can get the political establishment to respect us. One of the things that you'll find is most politicians, they try to trade access for real power. You know, they'll pretend like they're listening to you, but that doesn't really mean anything. And we never want to settle for access. You know, Steve and I, if we get elected, then we have real power. But you don't have to be elected to have your hands on the lever of power. You know, as an activist, you can put incredible power on politicians to get them to act. And here's the key. Unless we become politically feared by the political establishment, they will never respect us. And the problem is many of us good activists have been continuing, you know, using bad techniques and bad practices. We get loved by politicians but ignored. And so education is important, but the real key is to mobilize. You know, if you think about just our friends that we talk to about fair tax and how many relatives and friends who disagreed with us initially have we gotten to change their opinion? And I'll bet there's not too many. So, you know, what really works, you know, public opinion does not create public policy. If you think about Obamacare or the taxpayer bailouts, these things happened even though they weren't supported by the general public. You know, politics is a numbers game, and if you understand this, you can win. And really, in a typical election, all Steve really needs is about 12% of the population to vote for him. And, you know, 24% turnout, if you can get half of that plus one, you win. And, you know, politics, the success in politics is all about the numbers and the effectiveness of the political activists. Yeah. And what you have to understand is that politicians are very predictable. They respond to stimuli. And one of the things they don't like is confrontation. So you can control politics by controlling the politicians.
Right.
And if you think of the pleasure-pain principle, pain works on politicians. You got to make them fear you.
You know, I'd like to make a statement on that. You know, I loved what he just said. You know, people ask, you know, ask the question all the time, you know, does Congress pay attention to your phone calls, okay? Or does Congress read your emails? Well, my answer is not much and not well. It shows in the stupid canned response they send. You know, I write my letters for other reasons, and you should too. Okay, when you said, you know, what can the people do? Well, number one, I say blow their phones up, okay, constantly. I don't
yes.
care if you've got to call them, you know, 100,000 times. But I will state, when I get elected, and I say when I get elected, okay, I will be telling, during my whole campaign, I'm going to be telling everybody on my card that I pass out is going to have my personal phone number, okay? They're not going to be dialing a phone number and have some, you know, somebody answer the phone that's sitting in an office that I'm paying to say hello, you know. This is a campaign headquarters, and, oh, yeah, I'll get the word to them, you know, and it never happens. When they dial that phone number, they're going to hear my voice saying hello. And I will tell my staff that I have after being elected, anybody calls in that office and they have a problem, you get on that problem. If you can't solve it, you get a hold of me. If they want to talk to me personally, you give them my phone number, and I will definitely talk to them in person. There is no reason why I should have to ignore them. You know, our congressmen here, okay, are ignoring especially veterans. I've got one in Fort Smith right now. He's got Parkinson's disease, okay? And I've been working with him to get him his benefits, which that's going to happen. But he's been calling his senator, okay, which, you know, he's running, which, as far as I'm concerned, you know, he's got to go anyway. But, you know, I have got phone conversations, recorded conversations of this veteran talking to their office, and they do nothing but ignore him. They hang up on him, or they, you know, they send him to the veterans advocate. And all he gets is when they send him back, oh, you know, to that phone, you know, well, my name is so-and-so. I might be on the phone or I'm not in my office. Leave your name and number and I'll get back with you. Okay, well, he hears that, and that's the end of it. He doesn't hear anything back. So this has been going on for 3 years. This man was abused at a VA hospital here in Arkansas back in 2011, and nothing has been done. That is not going to happen on my watch, period.
You know, Steve is unusual. He's not a politician. He's a champion of the people. And most politicians are not, you know, their goal is to do as little as possible and make some vague statements to try and satisfy you. And the key is to, you know, cause pain. And what is pain for a politician? Bad press, you know, embarrassing press releases. Challenging them in a primary, challenging an incumbent, which is what I did, and hurting their donation base, calling donors about their votes, you know, if they're not supporting H.R. 25, which is very popular in our district, you know, mobilizing angry voters and getting them to act, like Steve said, burning up their phone lines, emailing them, you know, putting pressure on them, because... You know, you need to force them to take a stand on a roll call vote, demand immediate action, and especially during this election season, connect legislation like H.R. 25 to the election, because this is when they're most likely to listen, you know, during the election cycle. So, and we have to understand this, that the extremes of the left and the right define the middle. So we need to... not compromise. We need to. We're not going to settle for a flat tax and, the fair tax. We want the fair tax, nothing less.
Exactly.
I need to jump in here if I could for a moment. I promised our folks there on that conference call I would give them a 5-minute warning, so I'm going to do that. And in the meantime, I'm going to. If John, you still with us there on the line?
I am with you, and
that's great.
Paul, I am really looking forward to Saturday. It's going to be quite a training session, and everything you say is correct, and it's always a privilege and an honor to spend a day with you.
Oh, you're going to love it. This has changed my life, and it's going to make our movement, the H.R. 25 Fair Tax Movement, so much more powerful. We need to get all of our activists trained in this, so that in each of our states we can exert this kind of pressure. And I believe that, you know, if we can get a handful of good, solid activists trained in this, these techniques, we can turn these politicians, Democrats and Republicans, both of them, to supporters and co-sponsors of H.R. 25 by putting pressure on them, making their lives difficult, and, you know, getting them to take a stand on the issue. And if we can light a fire under them, they're gonna feel it, and they're gonna respond to the people.
Yeah. If I may add too, you know, on the fair tax deal, if you know, get people out there, you know, they don't have to be just be in Arkansas. You know, if they go to my website, go, you know, it's IsaacsonForCongress.com. okay? There will be a whole lot of education on there on the fair tax and every other issue that they're looking for. When everything actually gets in there, it's up and running now, but there's more added. Any issue that you want to go to, you don't have to hunt for it. There's going to be a button that you all you got to do is push, and it's right there in front of you. So if you go to IsaacsonForCongress.com, it's a educational website. You know, it's going to be one of the largest websites any candidate or any politician has ever had out there.
That's excellent. Yeah, you can also go to my Facebook page, Paul Hanisch. If you're on Facebook, look me up, friend me, and I'll send you the link with the sign-up. It's $40 for the event, which includes lunch, $25 for students. And, you know, if you contact me and you're a needy activist, we do have some scholarships available as well. So you can, once again, give you my email. It's phanish@yahoo.com. That's H-A-N-N-O-S-H. And we got to get trained. We got to get mobilized. And we're going to see some exciting changes in politicians' views here in California. We already have three very well-known congressmen who are supporting H.R. 25, including Daryl Issa, Duncan Hunter, and Tom McClintock. And we're working on a few here in Southern California, John and I, and we hope to add them to the list.
Amen, and we will. We will.
Yes, we will.
John, if you would handle things for a moment, I will be back. I'm going to see if this this call will work.
All right.
Okay.
Bill, fine. Paul and Mr. Isaacson, I'll tell you what. What we are doing here is honorable, good work, and I think that we all recognize that we have to take a slightly different approach because what we have done has not achieved the results that we have been looking for. Having been a consumption tax advocate since 1968, I've had a little time to observe. And,
welcome. This free service is provided by FreeConferenceCall.com. Please enter your meeting ID followed by the pound or hash sign.
I think we're going to go on to the conference call.
Please re-enter your meeting ID followed by the pound or hash sign.
I think Bill has to do that. Well,
that's
re-enter
not
your meeting ID followed by the pound or hash sign.
It is not going to work.
No, it's not going to work. It won't let me put the PIN number in there.
Number
so.
Of attempts. Please contact customer service if you need assistance.
Yeah, I need Blog Talk Radio customer service is what I need.
555, please help.
Bill, can you get to your Skype dial pad and enter that code number?
I can try to do that and
maybe
add that number.
Get
adding that number to this call. We're going to give that a try. John, you handle the show there if you will. We do have some callers
we've got good stuff
right
to talk on while you're doing all the technical work there,
Let
Bill.
Let me say something here real quick, if I could.
Sure.
There are a whole bunch of people on the switchboard that have raised their hands, and I'm not going to get to you right this minute, so be patient with me. All right, we're going to try to get on this conference call and get ourselves known. And then as soon as that happens, we'll try to get back to some of your calls here. In the meantime, be patient, and
caller.
I shall return.
Okay, Bill. I have somebody calling in from South Carolina here, and I know who that is, and I can't take his call. If I do, I'm going to lose the show here. So I hope that maybe he's listening in on another line. Paul, I think this training is just absolutely marvelous, they're doing this all over the country, are they not?
Yes, they have schools, especially I notice a lot in Florida and in the South. The speaker that's coming out here to California is Sean Dow, and he is just a dynamo. He is involved in Arizona politics. And he was instrumental in getting rid of the red light cameras You know, these are just basically revenue
enhancers. Oh, yes.
And they actually cause more accidents. And so he was able to get rid of those using some very funny, interesting techniques. And, you know, he got rid of politicians that supported the red light camera. Over 70 politicians.
Sure.
He's a politician killer. And
well, you know, Paul, if you probably remember this, when we had the rub in the high desert area over red light cameras, we marched 250 Tea Party patriots into the council, and we said, we want those damn cameras to come down. And our good friend, I'll think of his name, one of our trial attorneys here, got up and did some work for us pro bono and addressed the council, and they took it under advisement. And, you know, so now the cameras, I don't think they're working at all. And we also got NBC to come up from Los Angeles, and I had done an interview with them, and one of our other folks did. Unfortunately, the day it was to air, they had the tsunami in Japan. So
you know,
we weren't a big news item then. So,
but
you're right.
It, 250 activists is huge, and showing
yes,
up
it is. And I mean, the people in that we walked into the Victorville City Council. They have never seen so many people in that chamber just walk in at one time.
That's how to make them fear you and respect you, and I'm sure.
Hallelujah. And we
did.
Got
rid of cameras. You know, he did this in Arizona. He got guys dressed up in Santa Claus suits on Christmas Eve, and they put
Bill could do that.
They put packages on top of the cameras so they couldn't view. And he got the sheriff to say on Christmas Eve on the news that he wanted to arrest those Santa Clauses. It was
well,
very funny.
You know, I know
of,
what you're saying. Well, you know, the people in Southern California, as you know, because you're from Southern California, they made a deal with the people in Arizona to install those cameras, and they're issuing tickets by mail from Arizona, and I was the recipient of one of them, and I just told everybody that I knew, what would you do with it? I said, I'd do it. I put it in the trash can where it belongs. I mean, if somebody from Arizona sends me something, I'm not going to pay any attention to that.
Right.
And,
yeah, there's actually an outfit out in Australia that handles a lot of them, too. But this guy has been able to get 15 states to abolish the red light cameras through his activism. And one of the things that you'll find out, too, is that he was instrumental in organizing the GOP in Arizona to censor John McCain for a lot of his ridiculousness. And so that's how influential this guy is. He's been able to work his way through the system and get the politicians to fear him. They don't want a call from this guy. And, you know, so they do what he wants. They become his Pavlovian dogs.
Well, I'll tell you, you're making me more and more excited about the meeting on Saturday. I'm really, you know, we'll have to leave a little early to get down there, but we're looking forward to it. And I'll tell you, everybody that I reach this week, I'm going to say, we have a few seats left in the car. Come on down with us. Get a reservation, go down and attend this thing, and I think you're so right. And citizens want to know how to get engaged. And
yeah, you're right.
We're going to have somebody on a little later while Bill's working out the technical difficulties on this.
Hey, I've worked out all I can work it out. I got one more shot, and you're going to have to do it. And the first thing you're going to have to do is get yourself off that speakerphone.
Okay, I'll hang up.
I mean, you know, we got. Okay, I guess he hung up. Anyway, so much for that. We won't be going to that conference call apparently because John, I was going to have him call using his Skype number and put that on speakerphone and then have that see if that would work for us. Since it won't, and since Blog Talk Radio doesn't want me to use
the use their number, won't let me put in a PIN number to make this conference call, so I'm stuck, can't do anything about it. Sorry, folks, there you go. So in the meantime,
if you have a cell phone, you might be able to use that. And I have a cell phone.
I could use my cell phone to call the number. That's no problem. But that won't hook us up it won't hook us up to the show here at all. So everybody would just be sitting there, well, what's he doing? Anyway, which is what a lot of people say most of the time anyway. So that happens to me a lot. What is he doing? So at any rate, no big deal. The clock keeps on ticking. So what I guess I will do is there's so many callers on this line here. I'm trying to determine exactly who some of these folks are. I recognize a couple of these numbers without their hands up. Some of them I do. Let's see. As a matter of fact, right now, let me, if I can, because he always has a solution for everything. I want to bring on one of the hardest working men in the business. We're looking for Ken Smith. Are you on the line with us, Ken?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've been
he's multitasking. He's multitasking. So are you there with us, Ken?
843 number, yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Thanks, John.
I guess I'm betting you were talking with John Wesley Nobles. Are you
Hello?
With us there, Ken? Or yes.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, we hear you just fine. I heard you talking with John Wesley Nobles there a minute ago.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah.
I was telling John I kept raising my hand and putting it down, raising my hand and putting it down. You guys were paying attention.
I saw it. They kept on talking. And I was trying to call another number off on the other little line here
yeah.
that wouldn't let me do anything and all this kind of mess. And
if
then
you
of course
have a
479
or 501, 479 or 501 or 870, okay, those are people from Arkansas, and trust me, they can't hold their hands up too long.
Well, at any rate, I was just getting ready to tell John what to do to maybe hook us up with that conference call when he hung up the phone. So anyway,
Bill, I wanted to explain to you what's going on. I was
sure.
trying to get the T.T. Burton from Liberty Promotional sends his sincere apologies about the technological snafus that have gone on this evening. He had the four-digit code that they, at about 5:20, he found out it didn't work. And so then he's had to go through the machinations of getting a different code number. So he postponed the call to tomorrow evening, same phone number, but a different code number. And I don't know if folks can the phone number to call into the theater captain call tomorrow night is 712-775-7031, and the code is a 9-digit one, 639-083-149. And P.T. Burton has asked everybody who is going to be on the call tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock if they could send him an email to info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at libertypromotional.net.
All right, very good.
If there's any more technological snafus, he will respond by email to all those people who confirm that they want to be on the call.
Gotcha. So actually, this is really, really strange because I just got a call from his girl, Laura. Not just got a call, but I got a call here from her about 10 minutes of the hour, just a little while ago. And she told me the new number and all that kind of stuff, but she didn't tell me that it was tomorrow night.
Well, I got on the call at 6 o'clock, and I was on, and two other, and Craig came on, and Craig had been trying to get on the call, and he said he can't remember that many numbers in a row, so he finally got on, but he felt that it was because Chuck Bailey came on from Alabama, I think, but there were just very few of us, so that's why they decided to postpone it to tomorrow evening. And apologize profusely for all the craziness that went on this evening. So,
well, no problem. Usually when I book these Blog Talk Radio shows, Fairtex Time Radio, I always, technically it runs for an hour, but I always book it for 90 minutes just in case we run over, and we're going to do that tonight. And so we won't have any problems. I think everything should be smooth sailing from here on out. And let's see, actually, if I can bring John back on, minus the echo. Let's see here. John, are you, you're back with us.
I am here with you, Bill.
All right. Well, I'll find out if you're using your
Do you know how the echo came about? I know how. It's because Ken called in, and when a call comes in, for some reason, it sets up the echo, so I disconnected us, called Ken, then hung up on him, and then dialed in again. We should have cleared it up.
Well, it's...
modern technology, it's, isn't it wonderful?
Modern technology.
Talk to me just a second there, Ken.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Just count to 10 for me.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Count to 10 for me there, if you would.
Oh, one. Am I breaking up on you?
No. One. Actually, that's enough. That's enough right there. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't going to continue getting that echo. I don't think we are. So that's great. All right.
Okay.
Now, on with the show. All right. We do have some more callers. Steve, I see that you're still with us, thankfully, and haven't given up on us yet with all this craziness.
I don't give up easy, trust me.
I can see that.
If I may, you know, I mean, there's a lot of callers out there, and I do have someone that I work with quite a bit that helps homeless veterans, but he's in Virginia, and I know he's listening, and his name is Ian Lifesay from Virginia. And I just want to thank him for all the work he's doing out there for all the homeless veterans.
Good.
Fantastic. Like a man that spreads around the credits there. That's terrific. No doubt about that. Well, we have a bunch of other callers. I think we're going to have to limit it just to a short call, each one. But I'd like to take them. And if you're game with us there, Steve, then let's see here. I do have someone from your... area code to 782 exchange. Let's see if I can get this line live here. And I have someone from the 479 area code. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Lynn Carter, Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Oh, very good. Lynn Carter, yes, I think Steve mentioned you just a little while ago, as a matter of fact.
Yes, sir, he did. He absolutely did. I want to thank Steve for his help, and I thank him and my wife. I have been begging Congressman Womack from this district, District 3 in Arkansas, for a VA investigation of abuse, VA abuse on June the 15th of 2011, and denied. And I met with him a few weeks ago at a town hall here in Fort Smith. And he says it's over, to forget about it. And Steve, I want to bring to public first. Steve was a hero in helping me to get off methadone and morphine. I was hooked on the VA drugs, methadone and morphine, for years, and other drugs. And Steve, thank God, helped me to rid those drugs. I'm drug free for about 8 months now, I believe. And I asked Congressman Womack for the investigation and to find out why my brain scans had to be sent. I laid in feces and urine while my brain scans were sent to Alabama to be read. And I have not been explained that by Mark Pryor nor Steve Womack. Mark Pryor's office VA liaison screamed at me, "Shut up, get off the line, do not call this office ever again." And I talked to his office just today trying to get PTSD therapy. I was going to therapy, and my doctor, VA doctor, Jim Herndon, came to my home the day before Memorial Day, Saturday before Memorial Day, crying and begging me to forgive him. And he was going to whistleblow with me. And he and my shrink here at the VA clinic in Fort Smith, Dr. Begess, were going to both blow the whistle in my favor. And neither did. And all I did in the situation is lose a chainsaw and my rights to be treated for PTSD, to forego my counseling on PTSD. And I would like to ask, is there an answer from anybody? I've gone from the president on down the chain of his command, the presidential command, and asking why, and I receive no answers from no one. No one politically nor governmental can answer these questions for me.
Lynn, if I may jump in here, okay?
Sure.
Number one, you know darn good and well I'm going to be standing behind you.
I know that.
Case. And the other thing, I will get your chainsaw back, okay?
This is crazy.
God bless you.
Lynn, you have a terrific man in your corner there, and I know that I know
I'm blessed with him.
Your good hands there. I think
to wake up daily
for
a veteran to wake up daily in pain, in continuous 24/7 pain, and not wake up and go to the medicine cabinet and get the methadone or morphine out is an accomplishment, trust me. And my family, I appreciate Steve Isaacson, and I thank God for him and his wife and my wife, who I know in prayer and in goodness have gotten me off these drugs and from killing myself, actually. It was that serious, and that is no joke.
Okay.
And I do not know why my congressmen and my senators do not stand beside me. I was there for them when they asked me for my help during Vietnam. I didn't cower out and go to Mexico, Canada, or the UK. I've never smoked dope, so I've never even had a chance to inhale. So I don't know why the government are the way they are. But I do thank God for Steve, and I thank him for his courage in helping me and my family and to help me see beautiful days daily in the beautiful, God-blessed state of Arkansas daily and its parks and recreational areas that my wife and I do enjoy. And I just wanted to say
that. Well, thank you for that, man.
You're
appreciate you.
You're very honored to be sitting with Steve Isaacson at this time.
I feel that myself. I'm going to need to move on to another call. We have so many of them here with everybody with their hands up here, and we are going to run out of time if we don't get to them. So I'm going to move on. I thank you again, Lynn, and I appreciate you passing the credit there where it's due to Steve Isaacson, your gentleman there. So let's see. I have someone from the 609 area code, 575 exchange. And
go.
Who do we have here on the line with us?
This is Alex, Fairtex, director for the state of Arizona, calling in.
Alex, good to have you with us.
Took you a second to recognize the voice, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, it took me a second to realize that. Well, I knew that 609 was from Arizona. I just didn't recognize your number
it's
there.
602
so.
Arizona. I confuse the heck out of people using this Arizona, I mean the New Jersey exchange. But, hey, that's what it is. I was just vigorously trying to type on Facebook and connect with you and just let you know that the conference was down for some reason, but I heard that information, and that's good because I'm a captain also. And I just wanted to say, and I know you probably mentioned it a bunch of times, but anybody who just doesn't like the IRS, please volunteer to be a captain at a theater. You get a T-shirt.
Absolutely.
You get all sorts of fun stuff, and get to promote a great cause, getting rid of the IRS.
Well, for our listeners who would like to know about that a little further, what we're talking about is a movie that's coming up in less than 2 weeks, 2 weeks from yesterday, as a matter of fact. Now, this is not your typical run-of-the-mill garden variety movie that you figure, well, let's see, let's go to the movies tonight. This movie's going to be on the 14th of October at 7 p.m., and if you miss it, you lose. All right, that's the name of that tune. You're not going to see it because it's a one-night-only affair. And as Alex was just saying, we need some theater captains. This is going to be shown in 700 theaters all the way across the country, in every state, literally every state. And if you would like to find out if there's a theater in your town or near you, the quickest and easiest way to do that is to go online to unfairmovie.com. And that will take you right to the website for the movie. It's fully functional. You can find out where the movie is showing in your area. You can also, at that location, you can volunteer to be a theater captain. The cool part about the theater captain is you get a little package in the mail that's got a whole bunch of goodies in it. It's really very, very cool. It'll have a whole bunch of the business cards that you can pass out to people and alert them about the movie. It'll have some posters, the great big posters like you see in the theaters. It'll have some smaller posters that you can spread around town. It'll have some of the unfair movie bumper stickers or window stickers, as I like to call them. A lot of people don't like to put them on their bumpers. That's okay. Put them on your windows. They come off real easy, too. And a T-shirt and whatever, just everything you can imagine. It's a whole bunch of goodies that you'll get for volunteering as a theater captain. And all you have to do is show up to the movie a little early, greet folks, pass them out, pass out some of the information that you'll be sent in your kit, anything else that you want to do. Be friendly with folks. Tell them, enjoy the movie. And it's an interactive movie. Not as interactive as it was intended to be, from what I understand. However, it will be based on what we do as theater captains, telling people to, if you are watching this movie and you see something that moves you in any way, tweet about it. Or post on Facebook about it right there in the movie. You don't have to worry about the theater telling you to turn your phone off or turn your tablet off or whatever. This movie, we want you to keep them on and we want you to be involved there. And plus, right after the movie, there will be about a 20-minute roundtable discussion with some luminaries. The luminaries, I don't know them all. But I know that they are prominent ones. So one of the most prominent ones of all of them will be Mike Huckabee. They're escaping me. I'm trying to do too many things at once here, so I can't think of them all. I bet Alex knows who they are, though.
Oh, gosh. Thanks a lot.
Putting you on the spot.
Yeah, I think Michelle Bachman might be one of the people, but I'm not positive. You're going to know them. That's all I can say.
Yes.
They're not asking me to be on. I'm a local boy. But I'm excited about this. And if you're also a captain, John, you got the preview copy of the movie.
I do.
I'm not as big up the line as you are.
Oh, no, no. I'm just overweight. I'm not big up any line. We do have... in addition to Mike Huckabee, everybody, we've heard of this gentleman, Mr. Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, Alan Keyes, Michelle Bachman, and we may have some others in there too. And I'm sure it's going to be a great panel. I can tell you, I've seen the film a number of times, and Ken Smith and I have, and it's a great film. It really is a film that, it's not a fair tax film. This is a film about IRS abuse. It's a film
that
political persuasions ought to see. What's that, Bill?
I'm all excited now because I see a number on here I recognize, and we're going to want this man to speak his piece. Yes, it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we have on the line right now or coming up here shortly. Yes, the producer of the Unfair movie, Mr. Craig Bergman.
Hey, guys. How's everyone doing?
Hey, I'm alive. Yeah, I'm alive.
We're confused, but we're glad you're with us.
Yeah, we had a little snafu with our theater captain's conference call tonight, and I've been dealing with that. Looks like we're going to do it in about 23 hours, same bat time tomorrow.
Well, all right. That's we gave everybody that information a little while ago, but we'll give it to them again in case you want. And I did put it in the chat room as well. Anybody that's interested in being a theater captain, if you're not already, or if you are a captain, you need to be on this call. It's area code 712-775-7031. I hope you wrote that down because you're going to need to write down the PIN number, too, the personal identification number, which is 639083.
No,
that's not it. Oh, it's changed again?
No, no. The thing of it is that's the number that the conference chairman uses, and the regular PIN number wasn't working, so they tried to get everyone on it, but you had too many admins logging in, so the whole system crashed. We'll have a new email as soon as they get it figured out.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you straightened that out, because we were about to give people some really bad information there. So,
Bill, you probably have a lot of the theater captains right on the line with us tonight. Maybe you can take a few of those while you're at it.
I can do that. I will open the lines here in just a minute to see who we have there. So I think the appropriate, the little urban saying or abbreviation is SMH. You know, shaking my head. That's what everybody's doing right now. My goodness gracious. Anyway, you won't believe how high quality this movie is going to be. And so, you know, it sounds like we're a bunch of jokers here, but I think you're going to find that this movie is very, very professionally done and very well laid out. It's not a movie about the Tea Party, but there's some Tea Party folks in it. It's not a movie about the fair tax, but the fair tax is mentioned in it. And actually, of course, the roundtable discussion at the end will be about that. And because the fair tax is a solution to the problems that are raised in the movie. And Craig, you just jump in there and say,
me jump in. Let me jump in on the quality thing, because, you know, we screened this, the final cut. The only people who have seen the final cut are about 300 conservative activists who were at the Value Voters Summit in Washington, D.C. last Friday, just about 5 days ago, because we got it over to our distributor at 10 o'clock Friday morning so they could get it out to the theaters and get it tested on the network and everything so that there's no technical snafus. And there are people who are at the Value Voters Summit who've made films. Many of the other conservative filmmakers were there. And many of the film critics and Christian reviewing film critics and radio talk people and everything, it was our largest audience ever. And we had people coming up to us afterwards saying, it was better, faster paced, more informative, more emotional than the other films that have been done in this genre of political or conservative filmmaking. I was really humbled to see people who've been in this business and doing this for, you know, 10 or 20 years giving me that kind of praise. So this is not, as they say, you know, your father's Oldsmobile. This is not your typical conservative political documentary with a bunch of boring talking heads. And I think we're going to shock the world.
Not your average horror flick either, right?
No, it's like we say, it's not a scary movie because we have the live panel, which no one has ever done, and we tell people what they can do about it.
Well, it sounds just absolutely fantastic. I'm going to bring on some folks that I see that I know are theater captains. Let's see here. Right now, we'll have our own little conference right here. I see that Deanne Deline is on the line there. Are you there, Deanne?
Yes, I'm here. I do have a question. I'm a novice on computers, And, of course, you know that. And when I was onto the theater captain page, and it said to hook onto this link, and I have a problem of what am I supposed to do here. So there's a telephone number at the bottom of all these pages that come on the email, and I'm wondering, is that the number I need to call to find out somebody who can walk me through this so I can get my goodies in the mail?
What's the telephone number?
I think it was a 38 something. I don't have it in front of me. I'm multitasking too. And I'm not on my computer.
I don't think 38 is any of our numbers.
Okay.
So I would check that, but if you send an email to info@unfairmovie.com, we'll be sure to add you in the system manually. So if you're having online trouble, send an email to info@ and say, this is the theater I want, and here's my information, and we'll do it for you.
Well, I'm confirmed that I have the theater, but I don't know how to go beyond that. But info@
Unfair Movie.
info@ Unfair Movie. Okay.
.com.
Yep, pretty simple.
Yes. That's what it
needs
to be.
And while you're on the line with us, share some of the things that we are doing locally at the two theaters, and we had a third theater join us, which we'll check out on the conference line tomorrow night. Some of the things that we're doing to promote people filling seats and getting people out to see this film. I saw you a while ago, and I'm excited by all this stuff. Maybe you could share that with the audience.
We're having a free drawing for a Kindle Fire HDX7 16-gigabyte Wi-Fi tablet with convertible case, retail value $264. Two of us went ahead and bought them. I bought one for my theater, and Nancy Kesey bought one for John's theater. And attached to the unfair card that you made out, it doesn't cover up anything, is all the information about how the drawing is going to be done, and they have to provide a real email so that we'll contact them a few days after the movie by drawing their number, and we will award them whatever email number we get, award them with the free drawing Kindle Fire. That's one of the things we're doing. And what else? John, help me.
That's
here.
A great, yeah, we're working with the colleges now. You were over there today, so we have college students that we're working with, and we printed up an additional 20,000 unfair movie cards. Again, thank you to Miss Nancy Kesey. She provided those cards, and this is our second run. We got out 10,000 of them, partly up at the Mountain View Art and Wine Festival with Ken Smith and Marty and Frank and all the great folks up in Northern California. So we have a second run of those cards. We're getting those out right now to businesses, to our colleges, and we're going to be at a big air show, and we're rounding up our boots on the ground people so we can get the unfair cards out on at least 5,000 of the vehicles before the movie. So we're working this thing the best way that we can, and we're trying to we have 90 theaters here in California, so we're going outside of our area and trying to help people in the surrounding counties down here in Southern California. Ken's up there in Northern California. We're just working together as a team, trying to fill our 90 theaters and get theater captains in all of them. And I'm pleased to report this afternoon we picked up a number of theater captains in California, and also we have a couple of theater captains that we did not have in Nevada. And so I went to Nevada, too, because I have a daughter over in Las Vegas, and made her a theater captain. And so we're just excited. This is a great film. It's a film that every American needs to see this movie. And if you have to go pick people up and drive them to it, pay for their ticket, do it online, go down to the box office if you have to get them to this movie. This is a superb film. Craig has done a marvelous job. John Sullivan, God bless, he's done this thing without a penny in remuneration. These gentlemen have given a good chunk of their life making this film, and the least we can do is show up and show our respect. So, anyhow, great going, DM.
I have one more thing to add. My son-in-law, who's a brand-new Marine vet, is going to go to the Veterans Breakfast on Friday with me, and then I'm going to talk to the vets there about helping, and then I'm still calling another veterans group to get back to them to see if they can help us at the theaters.
Well, Semper Fi, we got a big Marine Corps contingent here, and I know those fellows will help us out.
Good.
Busy, thank you for serving. Yeah, I would guess that Deanne heard that. I'm betting that
It was blurred.
Oh, okay. And that was our guest, Steve Isaacson, said to tell your son thank you for his service.
I will. By the way, here in the real meat. I don't know, it's a medal. It came in the mail to my house, and I went over there and gave it to him. And above and beyond, what do you call it? Above and beyond what's required. I was proud of him.
Very good. Very good. Let me bring on another caller here, again from the 909 area code. I'm going to make your line live. There we go. Who do we have, and where are you calling from, please?
Judy Fink. From Loma Linda.
Oh, hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi, Judy. Everything is going crazy. Are you a theater captain, too?
I just kind of wanted to let John know that I signed up this afternoon for Riverside.
Ooh, good.
Fantastic.
Now, I have not received anything. Is that normal? In a confirmation or anything, I just signed up online.
4 or 5 days, they told me I'm getting the stuff in the mail.
That's
but your name should appear up there right away if you successfully logged in.
Okay, I'll check it again. I'm actually at church, and I need to go into a service, but I wanted to just touch base because I wanted to know if that's where I could look. So I will look there online.
God bless you. God bless you. We're so proud of you, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes.
And it's been great.
You've been hanging in there for a long time with us, and we do appreciate that, no doubt.
I decided I had to do something.
I pulled Ken Smith up again with us. I think I saw his little light blinking there.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw in, Deanne had mentioned the 319 phone number. The lady who's coordinating the confirmation about the theater captains, her name is Annette Henninger, and the phone number, well, she's sending out emails. I got mine today confirming all the thing and asking for return confirmation of the address, your address, where you'll receive the goodies, and also the shirt size. T-shirt size. So she does have a phone number to call as well, and it is 319-859-3223. And the email address. But I would just probably, if you've signed up online, which is what I did, I got this email from her.
I'm sure, and I'm sure that Craig will confirm. It might take a day or so, but you'll get information there by way of email, whatever email address you used to sign up with there. And it will ask you to confirm, and then believe me, you'll be in the loop. So hopefully that's the way it will work. At any rate, let's see. I'm going to find out who's got all the background noise going there. And there it is. That was Judy. Okay. Well, anyway, Judy, thank you for all you do. That's terrific. So. Well, I wanted to ask our guest, Steve Isaacson, a question. What do you think about all this, Steve? Have you scoped out where this movie is going to be showing near you?
Yes, I have. My wife and I are leaving for Bristol, Wisconsin next week, and it's going to be just right across the border in Illinois.
That's right. You told me that the other day. I forgot. Very good. Very good.
Got it covered.
So, yes.
And
very
if
good.
If I may, you know, because I know we don't have much time left, but, you know, I'd like, you know, like I said, you know, I'd ask people, you know, going to, you know, my website, you know, isaacsonforcongress.com. There's a section on there called Isaacson's Army of Patriots. I would love it. You don't have to live in the state of Arkansas to join my team. You know, I'd love it for you to join. You can join for nothing. There's also, of course, there's a donation button on there. If you want to donate, that's fine, but you don't have to. But, you know, I'm just trying to get, everybody, even across the nation, you know, to back me up on this, and we're going to go on to Washington. We're going to change things.
Well, that's fantastic. I think you can probably see and you can sense the excitement that everybody has about this movie. Big opportunity for the fair tax movement. Like I said, even though it's not really a fair tax movie, there will be a lot. It will point directly at the fair tax. It will, you know, as a solution. And
I'm excited about it too. I mean, you know, it's a great thing that's coming out there.
Is there a theater near you there in Arkansas that's going to be showing the
movie? Not mistaken, one's going to be in Fayetteville. By my understanding, going to be in Fayetteville, Arkansas, which is about 50 miles from where I'm at. But you also have the University of Arkansas there, then you'll wind up getting a lot of people there.
Well, I don't know if there's a theater captain for that one, but it sounds like with the school there and everything, boy, we sure do need somebody in there.
Definitely. I will send a mass email out into that area and see what we can do here.
That would be terrific. I know we can count on you, because I can see that there are other folks that count on you for doing things, and I believe when you say you're going to do something, that's exactly what's going to happen. And so I know that people will appreciate that. So that'd be great. We're dealing with, I guess we have, 13 days left? Well, less than 13 days, if you think about the hours in there now. But so I've been posting on a daily basis on Facebook the countdown with my special little graphic that I have. And when I got to thinking, well, even it showed 14 days left when there were actually 15, and I showed 13 when there were actually 14. So I'm going to wait until tomorrow before I put the 12 down there. So,
Bill, if I could, if I can jump in, I'd like to say thank you to, of course, to all of the fair tax people, but we have a lot of folks helping us on this project. We've got 1.4 million Tea Party patriots around the country that are trying to spread the word. We have the Pacific Justice Institute. We have the Pulpit Alliance with all of the clergymen that have had difficulties with the IRS. We have a group down here that brought Dinesh D'Souza and Ann Coulter out an event that you can remember with Don Dix and our Unite IE group. We have 20 different organizations in that group. So a lot of people are helping out to help promote this film. This really is a grassroots effort, and we're getting a lot of help from all sorts of groups, the churches, the Oath Keepers, all sorts of groups. I just can go on and on and on. And thank you to everybody for helping on this, and we hope that that you can spare some time, go up, volunteer as a theater captain. It'll be a lot of fun, and you'll feel good about it. You'll feel good about yourself. You're helping your country. This is an opportunity to give something back, and that's all I wanted to say about the groups helping us, Bill.
Fantastic. I think everybody appreciates it when the recognition gets spread around, as it should be. So no doubt about that. I'm thinking we have, I think it's been a kind of an interesting show, even with all the the crazy stuff going on that we thought we were having a hard time with the technical problems there with a number of things, and as it turned out, there wasn't a call to hook up with anyway. So that's all right. But I think we've also had revealed to us tonight an individual that is in our special guest, Steve Isaacson, in the state of Arkansas in our 3rd District, who will be running for U.S. House of Representatives in that district, not in this election cycle, but in the next election cycle. And I think that he would be a valuable person to have. And I think there's no doubt in my mind that one of our other callers there, Lynn Carter, would certainly agree with that, having had Steve's help in taking care of problems there involving the VA and the drugs and so on and so forth. So, you know, it goes on from week to week to week, and it seems like I do this every Wednesday. I don't always... I'm not always the host because John, of course, is our main host, and I kind of took over when he said, "Hey, we've got a lot of things to do, and I need to do something else," and da 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 da. So here I am. But I want to tell you, the time period that goes by from one Wednesday night to the next Wednesday night is about 15 hours. That's about what it seems. From one Wednesday night to the next is only about 15 hours. That's what it seems like to me. It's just so many things going on, so busy, and I'm probably nowhere near as busy as John, as Craig. My goodness, all the stuff he's been doing, he's been going across the country doing, you know, holding screenings and introducing this thing to a lot of people. And all I can say is that it just has to be a huge, huge success. It just has to be. I surely hope it does. I wouldn't want to be embarrassed about it, for one thing. But in addition to that, it's got to be it's got to have a big impact, and because of what it is, and because of how good it is. So everybody, take that to heart, and you know, get people interested, get people involved. I was lucky today. I got talking with a buddy of mine. And I said, "Are you going to this movie?" And he says, "What movie?" And I said, "You know what movie, you dummy." So he said, "Well, how much is it going to cost?" I said, "I tell you the truth, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's about $12. "And I don't know if I can spend $12. I said, "You just spent more than that on a carton of cigarettes. Get out of here." You know, anyway, so I gave him one of my tickets. And he said, when his brother came to town too, and he said, "Well, we'll both go, and that way we'll get half price. We'll both pay for a ticket, and we can go for half price." So we got two of them that I know of. Well, they're more than two that in the theater here in Chattanooga that will be there that I didn't know for sure were going to go. But now I feel very, very confident that they will both be there on Tuesday night, October 14th, 7 p.m. at your local theater at your local time. So it's kind of a rolling thing, 7 p.m. Eastern time, and it'll show at 7 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. Mountain and 7 p.m. Pacific time. So be aware and be there by all means. So looking at my switchboard here, we do have Steve here. Steve, would you like one more time to give your contact information for folks who might want to keep track of you in the next several months here before this next election cycle starts? We promise we won't let the new Congress come in there, the 114th Congress. We won't let them come in there, you know, before we start talking about the 2016 election cycle. Well, it's a big one anyway, because, of course, it includes the presidential election as well.
Yeah, everybody can go to, you know, like I said, to my website, IsaacsonForCongress.com. That's my website. You can also contact me on Facebook under Veteran Helper. You know, you can, you know, please friend me. You have any questions, any problems, feel free to answer me. And I will also, in a private chat there, I will give you my phone number if you need it. I will be there
for you. Very good, very good.
Leave no one behind.
There you go. That's the Marine motto. I want to make sure everybody gets that right. There is ISAACSONFOR Congress.com. Isaacson for Congress.com. The spelling of your name might get by a few people, but anyway, it is ISAACSON. For
it's easy to remember. I tell them it's like the Bible, Isaac's son, but I'm not that old.
There you go. Well, we're glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Anyway, kudos for what you do, and thank you so much for spending this time with us tonight. It's been very, very good, and I think a lot of people were informed of some things that they wouldn't have known otherwise. John, of course, to you, we always have to thank you for being the man behind the show here. And that's it's a very valuable thing. And I know we've made a big mark here and there and made a difference in a lot of ways. Ken, same with you. And last but not least, Craig Bergman, producer of Unfair, Exposing the IRS. Thank you again for joining us. We really do appreciate these updates just about every week for the last year. And it's made it a kind of a, it's like a salad with dinner or something. It's just something that's got to be there. It's not the same without you.
Well, I appreciate everything you guys do here. And I
don't know where you'll be
on October 14th. I don't know where I'm going to be yet. We won't probably know until the day before, but we still have hundreds of theaters without theater captains, and we can't let that opportunity pass us by when a chance like this for fair tax is never going to come around again.
Well, we
amen
don't want
to that.
On that.
So, amen.
I can't believe we don't have 500 fair tax people who want 10 free tickets. That's just driving me crazy.
Yeah, that's great. You know, if I'd known there were 10 free tickets, I'd have signed up sooner. But
I wouldn't have bought a ticket if I knew there was a free ticket.
I thought there was going to be like two tickets, you know. But anyway, so no, we will make sure that does help. As a theater captain, that will help you help fill up your theater with you know, some freebies, and also it'll help fill it up with paying people. We need them all. So I'm going to play.
It was a pleasure and honor, you know, to be on your show. Hope I can do it again. And you know, I just applaud this movie that's coming out. I really applaud it. I think it's going to go a lot farther than what you think.
Well, we sure do hope so, no doubt about that. And again, thank you for being with us. I'm going to play a little ditty here that I put together a couple of years ago. And just to going out, it's about a minute and 13 seconds long. I want to thank everybody once again for being with us, because it's just a great privilege to work with this show, working with John and everybody. And so anyway, this is a little thing I call Kick the Can. Whoa, there's that sound Congress makes so often. You know what it is, right? Yep, that's right. That's what they've been doing to one of the most important pieces of legislation in Congress since 1999. That would be the fair tax. They've been putting it off all this time and not passing the law. And why? Because it takes a lot of power away from them. You know that, right? Surely you know that. It takes that power from Congress and puts it squarely in our hands so that we can control a little bit more about what goes on there in Washington, D.C. And there is no other legislation that will accomplish that. None. You have to get busy and make your congresspeople support the fair tax. That's H.R. 25 in the House and S. 122 in the Senate. The fair tax. Visit fairtaxnation.com to learn how you can help. Okay? Do it right now. fairtaxnation.com. If you don't, this is what's going to happen.